Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Good morning from me and the birds. It's Amanda. Hi. Thanks for being with me. If this is your first time listening, each episode of this podcast is uncut and unfiltered. And I've done pretty good, okay? I only said the S word once, and that was in my bathtub bonus episode. So I got to click the explicit content. I got to check that box, so that was fun. I am outside, as you can tell. I'm not sitting down, though. Today I'm trying a little something different. In fact, even though it's wet out, I'm going to take my shoes off right now and put my feet right on the earth, the wet earth. It feels a little bit cold, wet, but also dry. So that's kind of interesting. I can feel some like pine needles and leaves and not necessarily sticks, but some other organic matter because I'm close to being underneath a pine tree. So there's all kinds of fun stuff on the earth here, and it feels good to put my feet on it. Let's take a minute and check in with ourselves. Why don't we call all the parts of ourselves to us? Sometimes I think of myself as being a million different birds, and I call all the birds into my heart. A nice little wire for them to land on and be with each other. So the mother in me can comfort the child in me, and, you know, all the parts can groom one another and at least land on the same wire. We tend to leave trails of ourselves all over the place. So call in all your birds and land here with me. Take a deep breath. Let's go on a little adventure. Have you ever watched The Magic School Bus? Do you remember when Miss Frizzle shrunk the whole class? I think they went inside Ralph's body. Let's shrink way down and become explorers. And let's go into our bodies. And let's just explore. That's all. We're not changing anything. We're just observing. Let's start at the top of our head. What are we observing? What are we feeling? Is there any tightness around the crown? How do your temples feel? How are those eyes feeling? There's a lot of muscles around those eyes. Are they relaxed? Are they tense? Look around. Is there tension in your jaw? Does your throat feel open? Journey downward when you're ready. Check out those collarbones. Are they nice and broad? Does your heart have room to float up? Does it want to rise a little bit in your chest? How's your belly? Is it calm? Does it feel love and safe? My belly feels loved and safe right now. I took one hand, it's on my belly, and I'm rubbing it counter. No, I'm going clockwise. I'm going clockwise in a circle around my belly button, really gently. And I'm making sure my belly is relaxed and out. Boy, was I programmed for decades to suck in my belly and stand up tall and stand up straight and suck it in, and did the ballet thing, tuck your butt and suck it in and zip it up. And let's take a minute to let it out, shall we? That caused a lot of tension, a lot of pulling on a lot of my stuff for a lot of years. So So let it all hang out. Love yourself. Let your pelvis float. Let your head float. Let your spine be the tail of a kite. Tons of room in it. Moving around naturally. Release your limbs. Release your legs from your hips. Release your arms from your shoulders, from your trunk. Give yourself space. And explore. How do your feet feel? How do your toes feel? How do your knees feel? What's going on? How do your hips feel? What's tight? What's itchy? What's relaxed? What's cold? What's warm? And look at that, we're feeling. Welcome to feeling practice. When people used to ask me how do you feel? I used to think about it. Like think about it instead of feel about it. So the next time someone says, how are you feeling? Take a moment. Become Miss Frizzle. Shrink yourself down and go in and answer them. I'm feeling ants in my pants. I'm feeling a tightness in the crown of my head. I, you know, feel tension around my eyes. Whatever it is, I feel heat in my feet. Practice feeling, will ya? So I asked Olive last night to pick a picture of us or her to put as today's cover art, if she was okay with it. And so she chose the picture that I'll put up for today's cover art. And I wanted it to be a picture of Olive because I told her flat out, I said, Olive, I'm going to tell everybody that you were right, that you were right. And she liked that. And so we're getting back to the donuts. When I talked to Olive a few weeks back, I think it was, about the idea of making more donuts, not just for Finn, making donuts for the world, and wouldn't that be neat, and this, that, and the other. And her immediate response was, you'll burn out. I dismissed it. I was like, oh, no, honey, you know, beep, 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 beep. And I mommed that statement right off the table. And then, of course, I came to my senses. I told you about it yesterday. Right? I want more free time with my family. Why would I sign up for bacon donuts? Why would I slave away bacon donuts all day, every day, if, you know, to get money to then spend time with my family? Well, then who would make the donuts? Wait a minute, this plan doesn't seem... Hold on. I'm burnt out just thinking about it. Olive was right. And hey, let me tell you something else about Olive that involves her anyway. You know, here I am. Yesterday, I made this big decision to just share my recipe with the world, even though my wonderful advisor said, do not share your recipe. Do not share your recipe. I decided to stay in the pocket of oneness, of love, of heal the world, feed the world. Nothing is mine, it's all ours. Abundance, there's more than enough for everyone. Feast. Once I made that decision, I had taken a shower and I had to bring in my face wash because I hid it. I've been hiding the face wash from all of you guys. Because it's the good stuff. And like, I typically don't, this is all my old scarcity vibe. I never used to have enough money for stuff. So I didn't have any stuff. And well, now that I have the stuff, I've got to protect the stuff and make sure that I respect the stuff and have the stuff for as long as I can and blah, 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 blah. And so after I took the face wash from its hiding spot in my bedroom and used it in the shower, I looked at it and I thought, how silly of me to take this face wash and hide it from Olive. Why would there be separation between her and I? Right? So it's like, it's so silly that we can forget the ones that are the closest to us right here, you know, I drew a line of separation between Olive and I, and it was over face wash? Oh my goodness. So you know I left the face wash in the shower with the other face washes. Our face wash has face wash. there's enough face wash to go around. And if I don't have face wash, guess what? I use water. I've gone decades without face wash. It's no big deal. So Olive's helping me a lot, and I think our children are designed that way. I heard once that we are the bows, we, the parents, and the children are the arrows, right? And we sling them ahead. And then what do? Follow them. Follow the children. Listen to the children. Dissolve the barriers with the children. Something else that I want to say is that decision I made to share the recipe. A lot of decisions I make, this might sound morbid, but I think to myself, if I died tonight, how would I feel about that decision? If I died tonight, how would I feel about that decision? And I'm so glad I asked myself that last night. It was after I had already made the decision. I said, oh my gosh, this is great, because if I die tonight, I totally made the right decision. I don't have to make a bonus episode right now and share Finn's donuts recipe. I'm so happy I made that call yesterday. And if I die, I will die a happy woman. So don't make it morbid, will ya? But think about that. Hey, if I die tonight, yeah, spend the last $100 on that amazing thing. Like, do it, you know? Take the leap, say it, let it out of your mouth, and practice feeling, yeah? So let's check in with ourselves. Let's feel what's going on. We don't have to try to change it. Just feel it. Just observe. Just be there with yourself. Call all the parts of yourself into your heart. Let all those little birdies land with each other and, you know, and what is that called when they, with each other's feathers, you know, they... whatever, you know, they're grooming each other. Do that with yourself. And if you know any children, especially if you birthed them, follow them. Follow the children. They know. We're the bows. They're the arrows. Follow them. And follow me. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Mwah. Bye.